Hello and welcome. Glad to be back with you today. This is your host, Brother T. BlogTalkRadio.com, the best hour. We're going to be discussing Lesson 80 today in A Course in Miracles workbook. Before we begin, let's join together for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Lesson 80. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. If you're willing to recognize your problems, you'll recognize that you have no problems. Your one central problem has been answered, and you have no other. Therefore, you must be at peace. Salvation does depend on recognizing this one problem and understanding that it's been solved. One problem, one solution. Salvation is accomplished. Freedom from conflict has been given you. Accept that fact, and you're ready to take your rightful place in God's plan for salvation. Your only problem has been solved. Repeat this over and over to yourself today with gratitude and conviction. You have recognized your only problem, opening the way for the Holy Spirit to give you God's answer. You've laid deception aside and seen the light of truth. You've accepted salvation for yourself by bringing the problem to the answer. And you recognize the answer because the problem has been identified. You are entitled to peace today. A problem that's been resolved cannot trouble you. Only be certain you do not forget that all problems are the same. Their many forms will not deceive you while you remember this. One problem, one solution. Accept the peace this simple statement brings. In our longer practice period today, we'll claim the peace that must be ours when the problem and the answer have been brought together. The problem must be gone because God's answer cannot fail. Having recognized one, you've recognized the other. The solution is inherent in the problem. You're answered and have accepted the answer. You are saved. Now, let the peace that your acceptance brings be given you. Close your eyes and receive your reward. Recognize that your problems have been solved. Recognize that you're out of conflict, free, and at peace. Above all, remember that you have one problem and that the problem has one solution. It is in this that the simplicity of salvation lies. It is because of this that it is guaranteed to work. Assure yourselves often today that your problems have been solved. Repeat the idea with deep conviction as frequently as possible, and be particularly sure to remember to apply the idea for today to any specific problem that might arise. Say quickly, let me recognize this problem has been solved. Let us be determined not to collect grievances today. Let us be determined to be free of problems that do not exist. The means is simple honesty. Do not deceive yourself about what the problem is, and you must recognize it has been solved. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. Let's join together for a moment of silence as we consider today's idea. Let's take another good deep breath. You know, there are multiple benefits to taking a good deep breath. First and foremost, it brings us center. It brings us to the awareness of our breath. It takes us out of the thinking mind, and we have to be present, conscious, in the present moment to take that good deep breath. And I've learned of late, actually, that our bodies typically are a little bit starved of oxygen because our oxygen ratio to our bloodstream is a little on the low side for almost all of us. The reason is because we tend to take very shallow breaths. Let's take another good deep breath. And then one more. We could spend the day remembering to do that, and every time we do that, we remind ourselves, let me recognize my problems have been solved. Only one problem, only one solution. When we take that good deep breath, we're adding more oxygen to our bloodstream. We're activating our brain. We're activating and healing the life force that our bodies need is contained within oxygen. And we're enhancing our body's ability to heal itself. If we can recognize the importance of this curriculum and every lesson in this curriculum, in this workbook, let me recognize my problem has been solved. The healing has already begun. We're enhancing our mind's ability to heal. Extremely important. Just like taking a good deep breath and remembering to do it frequently. So that's why I like to take a good deep breath before I begin to meditate. Several good deep breaths. It brings me to the present moment. It brings me to the awareness that I'm focused outside of myself. It provides healing energy for my body. My mind becomes more activated, more alert. And I can persist more easily in my intention to be joined in union and relationship with my higher self. We've been talking about this now for weeks. Yes. While the world seems to be unraveling around us, yes, we don't know what's going to happen. Flip the coin, doesn't matter. Do what's needed today to be okay today, and know that you have a friend, a companion, a comforter, a teacher, a guide within you. As these lessons begin to unfold, more and more we begin to see the solution. But it begins with the recognition of the problem indeed. Before we can really address the problem, or discover the solution, we need to address the problem. We need to identify the problem. These last two lessons have been amazing. Let me recognize this problem so it can be solved. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. They've already been solved. How does that work, Brother T? How does that, my problem's already been solved? I mean, how does that work? Because God's will is already done. We are the ones with our thinking separated mind and our commitment to incarnating as humans to help the rest of our mind, our brothers and sisters here, or all aspects of ourselves, to help ourselves. To help ourselves. Remember who we are. And in that remembrance, in a flash, in an instant, instantaneous healing, we could call it, the solution is recognized. We're learning. Yes, we're learning. We're still learning today. But we're also moving towards a time of being. We're moving towards a place of unlearning. We're moving mentally, in mind, to a world that we've created from a mind of peace, from a knowing of the certainty that God's will is already done. And A Course in Miracles, we'll run into it again and again, but in A Course in Miracles, we understand the saying, a principle or an axiom, if you will, you need do nothing. That's very confusing for a lot of people because there certainly seems to be lots of needs going on, lots of things to be done. As I've been listening to some of the chatter about the quarantine that's going on, a semi-quarantine that's going on here in our Western culture, certainly around the world. We have the benefit, you know, of other countries that have already attempted this and are already doing this and can take some measure of adjustment and maybe some better result from seeing how they are responding and tweaking, if you will, how our responses play out. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I'd go out and I might be the only person out there wearing gloves. And people would look at me and go, oh, I don't know what's going on. Well, I don't know if I want to do that. Well, I went out to a store last night. Guess what? I only saw a few people that weren't wearing gloves. Almost everybody has accepted that, yes, there is a risk. And are we operating in fear? I prefer to say we're operating out of integrity. We're being guided to take an extra measure of integrity. Because if I unknowingly have contracted some virus that could be attacking to someone else that's near and dear to me or someone I don't even know, as if that were possible, then I'm protecting them. That's acting out of integrity. Would you not say that? Of course. But I'm also protecting others if they might be concerned that I'm putting them at risk if I'm not wearing gloves. They may not think about it initially. But I had a friend who recently shared with me that she was helping someone in the store, and this person was disabled, and they were in a cart, and they had been just finished checking out, and all their groceries are all over the place. And so she said, you know, would you like me to help you? And so she's putting their groceries in their cart for them. And then she felt guilty later. You know, the ego just loves to guilt us out. Because she thought to herself, oh, I hope that person didn't get home and think, oh my God, I didn't even know that person. And guess what? She wasn't wearing any gloves. So, I mean, that's kind of an example of that working in reverse, if you will. No, it's not really operating in fear. It's operating in integrity. It's operating in love. And if you're not sure, take a good deep breath. Turn within and ask your guide, your comforter, your teacher, your friend, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind, or your brother Jesus. So I turn to Jay a lot and say, hey, Jay, what's going on? Tell me, what's the right way to respond? How should I be acting in this moment? And listen. Notice how you feel. Notice how you're guided. And you are nudged and guided. Anytime you are asking, you are answered. We've been talking about it. It's in the lessons we've already covered. Let me recognize today my problems have been solved. Because God's will is done. And God would not will separation. God would not will pain. God would not will death. God would not will sickness. God would not will sin, sickness, or death. And it couldn't be real because it's all temporary. And sin, it's just a made-up idea that we could do something that we could be judged for, that we could change or miscreate what God has created perfect. That would be you. So we go on. Let us be determined not to collect grievances. As you're noticing what's going on in the news, if you start seeing things changing out here, and I know you will, we know that is a constant. Change is a constant. So as it begins to unfold, as our experience over these next few weeks and months, don't collect grievances, because all grievances do is confuse you, cause you suffering and dis-ease. Let it all go, my brothers and sisters. Take that good deep breath and know that the problems have already been solved. We're just playing it out as if we've never been here before. We're seeing ourselves going in circles, but acting like we've never been here before. You've been here before. You faced guilt, you faced sickness, you faced death, you've tasted all those things, or at least in your imagination, even believing them to be real. But in each one of those situations, they all passed, but you remain eternal. The problems have already been solved. Tomorrow we'll get into a review of these last few lessons. It'll be our second review. And I am excited to be with you in this journey through A Course in Miracles and these workbook lessons. And I'm excited to be going through this experience because ultimately it's bringing the entire world together with one common concern. Like 9/11 brought the Western culture, the country, the American civilization, the American citizenry together. It changed everything. We are in the midst of change that we have called forth. Do not be disheartened. Do not give in to the fear and the resultant depression of making a commitment to the fear-mongering that's going on. You have an answer. It's already yours. The problems have already been solved. We can be curious now and let it unfold and watch it play out as it will, moving us ever closer to the moment of ultimate freedom from the idea of separation, from the imprisonment of the egoic mind, and ultimately these historic days that we're in now will reap tremendous benefits for Americans and other countries, for humanity itself on our beautiful globe. I love you, my brothers and sisters. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions, and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send my love into the